This is KCUR 89.3. Big box retailer Costco is working with farmers in the Midwest to supply millions of its own rotisserie chickens. No other retailer has built an in-house system to raise poultry before, and as Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach explains, it's both a risk and an opportunity for the farmers who sign on.
If you're a fan of Costco rotisseries, this is where your food comes from, or soon it will. I'm on the south side of Fremont, Nebraska, and this is where a new chicken processing plant is going up. Right now it's a lot of steel beams and concrete walls and construction trucks. It's expected to be up and running this time next year, and when it's at capacity, they'll be processing 2 million chickens per week, all for Costco.
All of our barns in Nebraska and Iowa collectively will supply about 40% of Costco's needs.
That's Jessica Coulterman, a spokeswoman for Lincoln Premium Poultry, the company started by Costco to build and manage the Fremont Poultry Complex. That includes the processing plant, a hatchery, feed mill, and contracts with more than 100 new chicken farms in the area to raise the birds.
And that will roughly cover the western half of the United States, Alaska, and Hawaii.
Costco is building this system to control its supply and costs. They sell a whopping 60 million rotisserie chickens each year. But there's a problem. Poultry producers aren't raising enough chickens suitable for the rotisserie. Will Sawyer, who tracks the economics of the meat industry for CoBank, says they're raising bigger chickens.
The vast majority are processed into chicken breasts or leg quarters or thighs, or they're further processed into strips or nuggets. That's where the industry has gone over 50 years now.
So Costco is creating its own supply of smaller chickens. Doing it in Nebraska will help keep the price fixed at $4.99 because there's plenty of cheap corn around for feed. Sawyer says while other chains like Walmart are supplying some of their own milk, they've never gone fully vertical into meat production like this. From the top down, Costco will control both supply and demand. That has some people concerned about the farmers at the bottom. Nebraska Farmers Union President John Hansen says poultry farmers in the southeastern U.S. have accused other companies of manipulating farm contracts to punish certain growers.
Costco comes in, and while they have a good corporate citizen reputation, it still is, at the end of the day, a poultry contract.
Costco is offering 15-year contracts to raise chickens, but it's up to the farmers to finance their new chicken barns. That could cost millions. And Hansen says it's risky because if Costco cuts back on its plans, farmers could be left with empty barns and a massive mortgage.
What do you do with a poultry barn that is, for the most part, a single-use building if you don't have birds?
Other critics have raised concerns over the potential odor and water contamination from the facilities. Lincoln Premium says the environmental impacts are manageable. And with the farm economy struggling here, some grain farmers think signing a contract with the company is a risk worth taking. Marshall Leachins is a young Nebraska farmer who was at a recent open house celebrating the first chicken barns. He says raising chickens just might work for him.
The only other thing I thought about was hogs, because there's more companies. My biggest thing is if something ever happened to the company, who's going to fill the barns, because you're putting a lot of money down.
There's really no other poultry company around to sell to if Costco sales plummet. Still, farmers here are signing up to raise chickens for Costco, hoping that its members will always be hungry for more. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.